but it is never a simple matter. A significant alteration of the electrochemical functioning of the brain is necessary for an RSME to take place and be consciously experienced. And even then, that is only half of the story. For an RSME to occur, the spiritual self living at the core of each individual must also be willing to dance, so to speak. But of course, our real problem wasn't the various objections. It was how to capture the mystical experience. Originally, we had naively hoped that the nuns might have such an experience in the lab, but Sister Diane merely laughed when it was suggested. "God can't be summoned at will," she replied. Indeed, she warned, "You can't search for it. The harder you search, the longer you will wait." Of course, in hindsight, we began to understand what she meant. The very demand for the experience becomes mental noise that must be overcome. However, the human brain tends to use the same regions and pathways when people recall and relive an experience as when they first experienced it. Thus, when people are asked to recall a significant experience, we can find out which regions and pathways are most active. Shelley Winters, one of the world's great actors, has said that the actor must be willing to act with your scars. Simply translated, which is not easy because Shelley Winters is not a simple person, it means that when it is time for the actor to reveal those deepest, most frightening or painful experiences written by the author for the character he has created, the actor using our approach to the work has to find similar experiences in his own life and be first willing and then able to relive those experiences on stage as the character. St. Louis's Theater Group's Method Acting Procedures. Our group had already studied this effect using fMRI in professional actors who have learned to use the neural circuits associated with their emotions as a technique taught by acting coaches. Actors can recall an emotionally significant personal event while playing roles that require them to show a similar emotion. They are not being insincere, as is sometimes thought. They are expressing actual emotions in a fictional framework. In our research, we compared the brain regions that were active when we asked actors to recall and re-experience sad or happy episodes in their own lives with those that were active when the actors watched film excerpts of emotional situations. In the same way, we decided we would ask the nuns to recall and relive with their eyes closed the most intense mystical experience ever felt in their lives as members of the Carmelite Order.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.